final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning, nearly afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. And last weekend, I was in Devil's Lake, had the great opportunity to fish with Corey Askin of the Lake Places. I've talked about already with Corey. We went to Devil's Lake. We went to Woodland Resort. And when we pulled into Woodland Resort, I went, holy cow, are there a lot of people here? And second of all, I went, holy cow, are there a lot of Warrior boats here? And lo and behold, as I knew, it was Warrior Weekend at Woodland Resort. And my guy, my buddy Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service and Warrior Boats and Woodland Resort and all that stuff was one of the guys helping to host Warrior Weekend at Woodland Resort. I was impressed. Let's bring in Jeff Katzer to find out if he was impressed with his and others, Jeff Katzer and Zippy Dahl and Pete Harsh and others. Jeff, were they impressed with Warrior Weekend last weekend at Devil's Lake?
Everybody was impressed. It was way awesome. We were giving rides, and you've seen this. I couldn't even talk to you and Corey.
I know.
And, I mean, it was just that busy. And we were giving rides in every single boat that we make. We had here, and Brett King, he's one of the pros out of Warrior Boats. Been with him for just eons, and he runs a beautiful 203 with a 300 Suzuki. I got him in the water at 10 minutes to 1. He didn't get out of the water until almost 6 o'clock. Just giving rides. And, you know, we had Robert. I screw his name up every time. I always think Cassandra's, but it's not that. But whatever. He knows what I'm talking about. He had another 203 running the whole time. Kent Anderson, one of the actual major sales rep, the guy I answer to, he got in. We had to take a brand-new boat right off the showroom floor here and put it in the water. We just didn't have enough people to take. I mean, there were so many people wanting to go for rides. It was great.
That's pretty cool. And then after all that happened, Jeff, I actually had a chance to go fishing that day. And when I came back in, you weren't fishing because you were doing the stuff for Warrior or with Warrior. I came in and you were frying up a big old batch of fish. And it was delicious, by the way, let me add. But you were frying up fish and there was chicken. It was a great, great day for Warrior Boats.
Yeah, we told everybody, go out fishing, bring all your fish in, and I'll cook them. I ended up cooking like 50, 60 walleye. And, I mean, it's sad. I think we fed 80 people for sit-down dinner. It's like a potluck. Everybody just brought their fish in, and we just all made them up for everybody and just kept going, making fish. Another guy bringing in his 5. Here, I'll take these, you know, and just went really good. And, you know, thanks to Woodland Resort and the Cove Restaurant for doing that all for us. And, boy, we even sold quite a few boats. It was great.
What did you hear from people who had never been in a Warrior boat before? Now, I've had the opportunity to be in your boat. I run a Lund. It's Ray's Sport Marine. It's been very good to me. I'm fine with my Lund. And I've been in your Warrior, and I'm impressed with that as well. But what do you hear from people, Jeff, who had not been in a Warrior before? What's the number one thing that stood out to them about your boat and others?
Well, here's the greatest thing about last Saturday. Remember how rough it was? It was a northeast wind, which just puts big rollers right in here. They couldn't believe the ride and how dry. Everybody got out and said, wow, that is a dry ride. We even goofed around because a couple people just came here, and I know they stay at Woodland Resort, and they have Ranger underwear on, and there's nothing wrong with a Ranger boat. It's a great boat. And, I mean, he went for a ride, and I thought, oh, you're just kind of wasting our time. No, he's ordering one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the biggest shocker of, like, 2013, let me tell you, it's pretty big. Obama's even talking about it.
Wow, that is big.
Yeah,
Vladimir Putin is talking about Warrior boats. That's how big Warrior boats are. Good. Congratulations on pulling that off. Corey and I had a great time, and thanks for inviting us to be a part of it. We greatly very much appreciate that, Jeff. Let's talk some fishing. We have about 4 minutes left. Let's find out how the fishing is doing on Devil's Lake. Last weekend for Corey and I, it was good. I'm assuming for you guys, it's even better.
Oh, it's just, you know what? This is the busiest. I just talked to Jason Mitchell yesterday about this. This is the busiest and the best September we've ever had at the guide service being at a Woodland Resort. I mean, all the guides, and there's 15 of them, actually now 16. We just hired a new guy. And we're getting our limits every day. And we're not just getting little wash bobs, little 13-inchers. Yesterday being Friday, I had a young man had a 22 and a couple of 19s and some 18s. And, we've really, really dialed in some nicer fish. And everybody's going home with a big old smile on their face and a bag of fillets.
Yeah, I noticed that last weekend too. I've been up to Devil's Lake probably half a dozen times this year, Jeff. And early on in the spring, Boy, you really caught some nice fish, you know, several fish over 20 up to, I think Pinto caught a 25 incher his first time ever walleye fishing. You know,
still hearing about it.
Yeah, I do too. When I was up there, you know, in July and stuff, I caught numbers of fish, but boy, I had a tough time catching one over 17 inches. Last weekend with Corey and I was getting a couple that were 19, you know, one pushing 20, several 17 and 18 inchers. Just the average size of the everyday run-of-the-mill walleye are getting bigger at this time of the year for your average fisherman.
And aren't they fat when you
yes,
clean them?
Yes.
You think, boy, there's going to be almost some minnows in here. No, it's all the white fat.
Yep.
I mean, I come from Wisconsin. I used to fish Green Bay and Winnebago. Very, very little bit of the fish you see would have white fat in it on Green Bay. And Winnebago, they'd be like skeletons. So this is really, really one fishery. You guys got to get up here to Woodland Resort and try this out yet this year. We're going to go all through the month of October yet and probably touch into November if Mother Nature allows us to. And, you know, we do a cast and blast. I don't know if I've ever told you about that, where guys go out duck hunting and then we take them fishing in the afternoon. Normally that's Zippy and the boys because I get all I can do is with the old bird hunting for 18 hours a day. So but it'll be a good time.
It will be a good time. So you and I talked about this a little bit on my program yesterday, Jeff, yesterday afternoon. But the average size of the fish is getting bigger. If people want to specifically go out and try to catch bigger fish in October, because, I mean, that's kind of the history, I think, is guys go up there maybe pulling crankbaits with lead core, and they maybe have a shot at some bigger fish. Will you guys do that specifically and say, look, you know, we'll get our fish. We'll get our 5-18 inches, but then can we go out and try to catch an 8 or 9 pounder? Will you guys do that for a client?
And that's exactly what we kind of do on a day-to-day basis is we make sure that we get your fish so you have fish to take home or eat. And then after that, we can't keep anymore. Let's go get a picture fish where we can take a picture and release it. And, you know, Pete Harsh is, he's big into that too. And, you know, we all do that. And, but if you want to come up and say, look, I don't even want to keep any. I'm just going for a wall mounter. There's no guarantees on that at all. And I'm not going to tell you that you're going to come here and get one.
Right.
But we will try and go to all of our big fish spots and certainly bust our buns for you. Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, Jeffrey, thank you. Always good to talk to you. And that website again for Warrior Boats is what?
WarriorBoatsLLC.com.
Perfect. All right, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff Katzer of Warrior Boats, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service. He's got the whole shebang going. Get on up to Devil's Lake and catch some walleye, shoot some ducks, shoot some geese. It is the sportsman's paradise of the world right now, so take advantage of it. And check out Warrior Boats as well, and thank you very much for them for being a sponsor of Mike McFeely Outdoors. I'll see you on Monday on the Mike McFeely Show, and I'll talk to you next Saturday morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Talk to you then.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can.